This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In one of the worst disasters ever recorded for a climb up Mount Everest, 12 workers were killed in an avalanche on Friday, April 18th. The dead include the leader of Nepal's trade union of guides known as Sherpas. Dorji Khatri is best known in the international labor movement as the labor leader who unfurled the flags of many union organizations on top of the mountain. These included the flags of his national union center, GFONT, and the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC. Here is Mr. Khatri speaking in a video recorded in 2011, just after the climb in which he planted the ITUC flag at the top of the highest mountain in the world.
My name is Dorji Khatri. I'm from Nepal, and my union is Trekking Travel Rafting Workers Union. I climbed 7 times, and 2007 I took to Everest summit my union, the GFONT flag, and 2008 my union Trekking Union flag, and 2009 BWI, the Building Workers Union and flag, and 2011 I took this ITUC flag. I am so excited, and then the Everest summit I am crying. I am so lucky, this ITUC, the workers flag.
Mr. Khatri was a strong supporter of action to confront climate change. He saw the effects climate change was having on Mount Everest.
Lots change. 2003, a lot of snow, that's so beautiful. And like climbing up is more easy. Because the climber wants ice and snow. We put a tent and they fix the camp more easy. They don't want rock. Now, lots change. No snow, snow is unmelting, all the ice is gone, all part of this rock. Where put a tent? And always the rock and climbing up the slippery, very difficult. All the change, the Himalayas. This climate change, who is responsible? This, who is country, who is government? Climate is workers' problem everywhere. The tree is gone, there's water is gone, the mountain is one side. The everywhere effect, I think is the everywhere worker problem, this climate.
The guides who accompany climbers up Mount Everest are using the disaster to renew their calls for better wages and insurance payments. They currently earn about $400 per climb. They are also asking for improved measures to ensure speedy rescues and treatment facilities for guides. In the United Kingdom, labor organizations, NGOs, and other civil society groups are calling on the government to respond to the high level of violence against women and girls. Stephanie Kutrix of UN Radio reports on the problem.
More than 1 million women in the United Kingdom reported being domestically abused last year, a concern highlighted by the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Violence Against Women. Rashida Manjoo, who has just finished a visit to the UK, said a more comprehensive and targeted response to address acts of violence against women and girls is needed. Despite many positive developments, Ms. Manjoo urged the country's government to consider the best interests of all women and girls in addressing the specific needs of survivors of violence. Women's organizations in the UK also informed the Special Rapporteur that Black and minority ethnic and migrant women experience a disproportionate rate of domestic homicide and suicide. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.
In other news, Chinese police arrested dozens of workers marching in support of a strike by 30,000 employees of a shoe factory on Friday, April 18th. The strike, which is the largest in the country's recent history, began April 5th. The workers are demanding that the Taiwanese-owned factory provide social security payments. And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.